This is Senator Al Simpson. Democrats refuse to join a bipartisan commission to study the effect of a capital gains tax on America's economy. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, during the State of the Union, President Bush put the capital gains tax cut issue right on the line. Once and for all, a panel of economic experts, Democrats and Republicans, would sit down, study, work, and decide whether cutting the rate would be good or bad for the economy. The president directed the panel to avoid a return to unproductive partisan bickering and let the facts speak for themselves. But rather than grabbing the olive branch, the Democrats clutched for the throat. Ted, what are you Democrats afraid of? Have you finally opened your dulled eyes and seen that cutting the capital gains rate is better for the middle class than it is for the rich? Can't you finally admit that jump-starting the economy would be good for the poor? Ted, the president is very willing to take this chance. Why don't you ever take a risk?
Our Republican fat cats and wealthy citizens across the country may be salivating over a tax cut for capital gains, but it's grossly unfair to everyone else, and it's farther than ever from happening. President Bush spent much of 1990 touting the idea, to no avail. Now he wants to study it. Come on, Al. It's been studied to death. The more you explain it, the worse it gets. It's the old discredited trickle-down economics, based on the idea that if government cuts taxes for the rich will take care of everyone else. You could sell the Brooklyn Bridge more easily than that, Al. No issue better demonstrates that Republicans are the party of the rich. 83% of the capital gains tax cut goes to people making over $100,000 a year. If we're going to cut taxes, Al, let's do it fairly and benefit average citizens, not just the wealthy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on an administration budget plan that pits mayors against governors. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.